Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. Hello, AJ.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk about meditation. What is meditation for you?
First, meditation for me is not a special thing of consciousness. Meditation for me is not a concentration. Meditation for me is not to sit for an hour or more and in a special situation.
In a special position.
A special position, special exercising of breathing or something. For me, meditation should be the normal circumstances of human consciousness. So there is no special tool necessary. But maybe the exercise is necessary that you go back to this natural situation. If you need a special room, you don't need a special time, you don't need a special art of breathing, you should be able to do meditation on every place, on every time. If you sit in the bus, you can have meditation for a minute or 10 seconds. It's a tool of quality, not a tool of quantity.
But isn't it for a person who is balanced inside or who is in a certain stage of consciousness? Or maybe normal human being who has stress at home with the kids, with the family, with the work, with everything around, with the internet, first it is necessary to have such something like a ritual or a regular time in the evening or before you go to bed, or maybe a special place at home where you can have this.
Maybe, as I say before, maybe such things are necessary to come back to the circumstances then you are in meditation, but they are not really necessary. It's a tool that bring you to the situation you don't need these tools. Why we are not able to in circumstances of meditation? Because we have no inner silence. We always have an inner dialogue. We always make interpretation of the world in categorism. We think spirit is mental thinking. No, it's not mental thinking. Mental thinking is mental thinking. And we look out of our windows with the eyes, with the ears, with all our sense, and then we put in categorizations. And we always speak with ourselves about the world, how the world is. And this is not meditation. This has nothing to do with meditation. And to have can in meditation is to stop this inner dialogue.
There's no point where I can press
you should be able to be control this machine who is thinking you. What is not thinking? What is a machine of thinking? And you have to stop this. Then you are in meditation, because then you are in this moment, on this place, and you not see, but okay, I have no better word than see. You see this world without interpretation. Then you are in meditation. You don't look around and say, here's this category, this is this category, maybe religious or political or social or other things. If you look around and look in your inside and make only categorism, then meditation isn't possible. And then you say, oh, I have to concentrate this moment. Then you are full of tension. Meditation is not possible. So it is very important that you are relaxed. If you are not relaxed in your body, if you are not relaxed in emotions, if you are not relaxed in your mental thinking, how will you speak about meditation? Then you have a idea of meditation who is, I have not a word, it's a mental construct.
Yes, but I think you talk about an ideal state. You talk about someone who is already relaxed and balanced. This person maybe don't need meditation.
Or maybe he
can control to come into a meditate state. It's not a practice, it's a state.
For such a people, meditation is a tool. He can go in meditation for 10 seconds or 1 minute, and meditation is a tool that you have a other perception of your seeing.
Yes, but 99% of the people walking around on the streets have an inner dialogue. So what would you recommend for these people? Maybe today I am in a hurry, I have a little bit stress, I sit in the train. What would you recommend when I want to meditate? Should I be aware of my thoughts and do not identify with these, or should I sit there and have some awareness of my breathing, or should I sit there and have awareness of my muscles? What would you recommend for a normal human being to start?
Try it all over the day. In each situation you are, if you sit in your office, in your chair, try for a minute to stop the inner dialogue. If you are in your car, stop your inner dialogue. In every situation, try to stop it. Stop it. Maybe you can do it for 5 seconds. Good, 5 seconds. So you collect critical masses from this situation. And the more you do this, the more you are possible to do this in every situation. If you sit on a chair and do other things, don't call this meditation. Maybe you like these things, do it. If you hear music and they are in a special inner emotions, okay, do it. But don't call it meditation.
Yes, meditation is also a word where everybody put everything inside.
Yes, everything put inside. But meditation is not a special thing, but is a natural thing. And it's to have perception inside and outside without mental and emotional interpretation. Many people nowadays think meditation is something to do with emotions. No, it has nothing to do with emotions. Many people think it has something to do with a mental interpretation. No, it has nothing to do with mental interpretation. They think it has something to do with the position of the body. No, it has nothing to do with the position of the body.
But why do people maybe in yoga? This is a worldwide system with a lot of yoga styles where you need to sit in a special situation. So maybe this has an effect for some people.
Maybe it has an effect, but you have to speak about yoga. Yoga is a very good way from the old India. If you do the real inside of yoga with the whole yoga, where there were physical aspects inside, there were emotion aspects inside, there were mental aspects inside, to reduce this and bring this together, that you are able to perceive yourself as in your wholeness of the human being. And you can say meditation is the consciousness of the wholeness, or maybe a moment to able to do this. And if we are in the world, we cannot always in the consciousness of meditation, but we can go in this natural situation that we are able to correct the interpretation we are living in. And if this is necessary, we should be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But so long we cannot be able to use such a tool in the right way, we should work on the parts that we are will be able to use the really tool. First, I have to create the basics that are able to do this. And I should not call the basics with the result from these basics. Meditation is not a holy thing. You just should not speak about this, it was a holy thing. No, it's a normal thing.
So when a baby is born, maybe the first weeks or months, he is in a meditative state because he has no inner dialogue.
Yeah. Yes.
A baby. And then when he has a socialism...
He will be conditioned to socialize the baby. It's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It came out of his situation, but we have to come back, not as a baby, but with the free state of a baby, not with the seeing of the baby. We can have meditation in all we do, how we do WTU, Wing Chun, to do the movement is meditation. But there's no holy thing inside, as I said before. To do it in the right inner situation is meditation. Everything you do in this circle is meditation. If you do it only with emotions or do it only with mental concepts, then you are far away. If you are full of tension in your body and you are not relaxed, then it's very, it's impossible. Then you do not meditation, then you try then to relax yourself. If you're so confused about your thinking that you sit in a special position with some music, you do not meditation, you try to bring harmony in your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
If you're confused about your emotion and you do such exercises, you do not meditation, you try to bring harmony on your emotions. If you make from a natural thing a holy thing, then you do as well a normal thing, a thing you have really, really hard to work for.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a normal thing.
Okay, then I think maybe someone think a little bit different now about meditation.
Yeah. Meditation, because as you said before, it's a word everyone give insight what he think about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use a word in this way, then there is nothing sense in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will be confused about the word.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.